Today is November 10th, 2016, and we're doing this interview because we've heard from a number of people in the Sangha who are trying to process their experience of the results of the election that happened recently. And there are lots of questions about just how to work with it, how to practice with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, the first thing that occurs is an expression that we hear around practice a lot, which is, these are the times that we practice for. And for most of us, those times happen, fortunately, not frequently, but regularly enough that we know what that means. So it can be the death of a loved one or the loss of a relationship or a job or losing financial stability or health, some sort of diagnosis that's frightening. And suddenly we're in that place of, oh no, I was just kind of going along. And one of the things I think that we can all admit to ourselves is that in those in-between times when we're just going along, we're not really as focused as we might be on the fact that things are going really well. Mm-hmm. We'll still get caught up with those voices in conditioned mind that want to make problems and talk about the things that I don't like and what's this and complaining and that sort of thing. And then something really big happens and suddenly life becomes real in a way that it wasn't before. Mm-hmm. In a funny kind of way, we could say that we wake up because now I'm really here and I get it. And of course, when it's something that we really don't want and it has that choiceless feeling to it, because if it's, you know, I'm having trouble with a coworker, I'm not getting along with my partner, or one of the kids is giving me trouble, you know, I can look at it and work with it, and it's this too shall pass, and probably it'll get better again, and I'll go on to something else. But there are these big things that are, we just really don't have too much to say about it. Mm-hmm. And it throws us onto our resources. Mm-hmm. So what do we turn to in a time like this? Of course, that's why we're encouraged to practice all the time, because when things aren't that bad, if we're practicing turning attention to where we want attention to be, then that's what we will have when times are tough. Mm-hmm. But if we indulge, if we habitually just kind of, you know, listen to voices that say, well, I don't want to record and listen, or I don't feel like meditating, or I don't have time to whatever it is, that's what we're going to fall back on in really difficult times, mm-hmm. because that's what we've trained ourselves to. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's really important when times are tough, if I realize I didn't put as much into my support system as I might have. It's like, you know, I lose my job and then I realize, ooh, I think I could have been saving. And of course, at that point, the voices want to beat us up and tell us everything that we've done wrong. But every moment is the moment to start. Mm-hmm. And so I realize now that I'm really struggling. Mm-hmm. And so what I want to do is look to what now? Mm-hmm. And the what now of that is, I need to turn my attention to practice. Mm-hmm. And to me, the simplest way to turn our attention to practice is to look at, how do I want things to be? So, I don't know, with something like the election, there's the question of, is it that I'm afraid that the world won't be the way I want it to be? Or am I afraid that my circumstances won't be the way I've grown comfortable with? Mm-hmm. Is it my lifestyle that feels threatened? Or am I afraid that the deepest values that I hold are threatened? Mm-hmm. And those can be a lot alike, but I think there's a difference there that it's worth exploring.
Mm-hmm. So there's so many things that I would want to reflect in that conversation, but The central point is that we practice the same thing always, which is, how to be okay regardless of the circumstances, and to turn to the intelligence that animates as our source of sustenance independent of the circumstances. And when the circumstances are not going the way that are comfortable for us, is when we actually get to the point of knowing the extent to which we have developed and trained ourselves to turn to that source.
Yes.
And what you're saying is that when times get difficult, even if I haven't practiced or trained, that is my best opportunity to learn to turn my attention away from being okay via circumstances to being okay independent of circumstances. And the point that you're making around fear, right? Fear is separation. Fear is ego, because what is being threatened is me, my way of being, my point of view. And so to really look to see if that is the case, then how do we practice with that, which is what we're always doing in practice, which is turn out away from the conversation in conditioned mind, which is the source of the fear, which is the source of the story, which is the source of whatever is causing the sensations in the body that is compelling to the attention, and then drop that and turn to here, to
yes.
the unconditional.
Yes, to the unconditional. There you said it. Whatever expression of that we choose.
Yeah.
For me, it's unconditional love. I've made no secret of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's choosing unconditional love, again, when times are good. You know, when it's just the line is longer at the store than I would wish, or traffic is bad, or somebody just said something to me I don't like, or whatever it is. I just watch an opinion come up, a belief, an assumption, and I'm going to indulge that. And to remind myself, no, because what I choose is unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, it doesn't matter. I could be choosing anything. I could be choosing joy. I could be choosing peace. I could be choosing expansiveness, generosity, gratitude. They're all the same thing, mm-hmm. actually. But I train myself to turn attention there and not, as you indicated, get caught up in that story in the head that is just perpetuating the suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So it wants to constantly be telling stories about what happened and what this means and how awful it is and
how awful it's going to be.
How awful it's going to be, and it's never going to be any better, and oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, one of the things that I get fascinated about is that for egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate, the answer is always to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this is really awful, and so people say, well, I'm going to leave the country. I'm going to I can't live here anymore. It's too awful. I can't do that. And if we realize,
not just to quit, but to resign themselves, which is worse, right? I just, you know, this is how it is, and I'm not going to do anything about it.
That's right. Yes. Well, you quit,
yeah.
Right? Yeah,
you quit.
Yeah. And of course, all that does is just leave us alone with the voices, because you can quit everything else, but you cannot quit those voices in your head. You just
mm-hmm.
can't. Too bad, but we can't. And so if we look at that, I'm just going to quit, we realize that's what ego has been telling us all along about everything. It's how we left every relationship. It's how we left every job. It's how we left practice, probably,
mm-hmm.
time and time and time again. You know, it's too hard. I don't want to do it. I don't feel like it. I quit.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have an opportunity for here, again, is not just to know what we want our attention to turn to, but to actually act on that.
Mm-hmm.
So if I worry about what's going to happen with, say, people of color under these circumstances, well, then I need to get involved in doing what I can do the Mother Teresa quote, you know, I don't know what she said precisely, but something like, I can't save the world by myself, but I can throw a ripple into the pond I can throw a stone into the pond that will cause lots of ripples.
Mm-hmm.
And so each one of us looking at what we can do in each moment to make a difference, to stand up for, mm-hmm. To support. So if we're concerned about hatred, then we can bring love into situations. If we're concerned about what's going to happen to different groups of people, women, for instance, under these circumstances, then we can turn our attention to doing what we can to make that better. We can help the people who are doing the work to. I just got a note, actually. I can't remember who the organization was, but I do sign a lot of petitions and support a lot of organizations, and they asked why I had given them a donation, and I said, because I can't do everything, but I can certainly support the people who are doing the things that are important to my heart. Mm-hmm. And they wrote back, actually, to me and said how much they loved that. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's it. I can't do everything that I would like to do for everybody that I would like to support and assist. But I can do what I can do, and I can support and assist others who are doing the same. So to me, an occasion like this, as you well know, two of my biggest heroes are Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Mahatma Gandhi. For the reason that they chose to stand up for what was important to them, for what they believed in spite of everything, mm-hmm. and they did it with love. Mm-hmm. They did it from love and with love, mm-hmm. with respect and kindness. They always modeled, as far as I could tell, who knows what they talked about at home, right? But as far as we could tell, they always came from a place of keeping the perspective of what's truly important here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And for me, of course, that's unconditional love. Mm-hmm. So if we ever leave unconditional love because we really got talked into, there's something wrong, or there's something missing, or there's somebody who needs to be blamed or punished or whatever it is, you know, a lot of people feel like they lost in this election. But the only way we ever lose is when we lose our heart. Mm-hmm. Nobody, I don't think, who comes from anything other than love and compassion is ever going to win anything that is worth winning.
Mm-hmm. Or lasts.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And so if we keep that perspective, if we remember that, then we can see that if we look out at the world and we see people who seem to be devoted to racism and hatred and cruelty and those sorts of things, if we see it that way, then the only way that we can win is if we are what we want for the world, mm-hmm. to the very best of our ability. Mm-hmm. And so somebody told me recently about a lighthouse. I think it's in Wales. And this lighthouse manages to send a beam of light a mile out across the ocean. And it's doing it with a 40-watt light bulb. Mm-hmm. And so when you first hear that, you think, 40-watt light bulb? My goodness, you can't even read by that if it's on your bedside table. But the way it happens is that 40-watt light bulb is reflected so many times because the whole inside of the lighthouse is mirrors. Mm-hmm. And so that one little light gets reflected, and that gets reflected, and that gets reflected, and that gets reflected, and that gets reflected, until there's this huge light that can go out across a dark ocean for a mile. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to be, mm-hmm. right? We want to bring our little light, and we want to have it reflected by all the other lights until it becomes a huge light. Mm-hmm. And are we going to accomplish anything? Am I saying, and so we'll change the world, and we'll reverse the election, and our people will be in office, and then we can go back to sleep, mm-hmm. because we feel safe and secure now in our lifestyle? I'm not saying that. Because that light needs to be amplified by us every moment of every day, whether life is going our way or it isn't going our way. Mm-hmm. And we have to, I think, we have to want to include everybody mm-hmm. in that light. Not just the people that we think are the right people, mm-hmm. but especially the people that the voices of ego, of karmic conditioning, would say are not the right people.
Mm-hmm. Well, wow. That's really inspiring, Sherry. And there are so many, again, if I might, just all the points that I was tracking, right? That if we're listening to a voice because we're afraid, then what happens is our awareness collapses to just, it's all about me. That
yes.
we're paralyzed by
yes.
fear because of the focus on the loss of what I have or my way of life or whatever else. And so the encouragement to turn the attention from the voices that cause us to be afraid is so that we're not listening to that conversation.
That's not what's being amplified.
That's not what's being amplified. And we turn to this here now because, as you said, life always has greed, hate, and delusion. Life is suffering, as the Buddha taught. But life is also more than that. It always has been.
Yes.
And always will be.
Yes.
And we get to choose to have our attention on that aspect of life.
Yes.
And that aspect of life is love.
Well, and what you're saying is so important because life, I think, is love.
Mm-hmm.
It's when we identify with that illusion of being separate from life that all of this other difficulty happens.
Mm-hmm.
If we really all were able to stay in this here now, in presence all the time, there would never be any desire on anybody's part to do anything that would be harmful to anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't just be, I want my children to be
mm-hmm.
safe.
Mm-hmm.
I want all children to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, you know, I want the trees in my yard to be okay. I want everybody to be eating beautiful food and drinking clean water and breathing good air.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody,
mm-hmm.
not just me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's losing our focus on life,
mm-hmm.
on what life truly is,
mm-hmm.
that causes us to slide over into or sink into these places of despair and sadness, out of which come the disastrous things that we see ourselves doing to one another.
Yes, and so what you were saying is, if I'm focused on that conversation and I'm paralyzed by fear, and I act out of fear, I lose because I'm doing exactly
yes.
what I'm afraid is being done to me.
Yes,
and so it's already happened.
Yes,
it's already happened.
Yes.
And so the only way to truly win is not to listen to those voices. To be able to move to a different place, like hatred does not cease by hatred. It's only love alters that, right? The unalterable law. And to be able to get to that place of, I'm not listening to the voices. I'm going to the light. I'm
yes.
going to that. Which
I choose love.
I choose love. I choose
yes.
that which animates me. And from that place, it doesn't mean we quit. It doesn't mean we don't participate, involve, or get engaged. But the place from which we come from is unconditional love. It's a place of immense power.
Yes.
Which a place of hatred or insecurity is not. It's actually a place of weakness.
Yes.
And so the best thing we can do is to find the unconditional, find the love that sustains us, and from that place of love, use the power of love.
Yes.
To make a difference.
To make a difference. To live in the world we choose to live in.
Mm-hmm.
And to shine that light and to reflect that love
mm-hmm.
such that it becomes a beacon
mm-hmm.
for anyone else who's looking for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then one by one by one, it's the, you know, we just reach out, lock arms, and we create together the world we want everyone to live in.
Mm-hmm.
Will everyone choose to live in it? It doesn't seem like it's ever gone that way, but hey. And the thing is, it won't actually matter.
Yes. Well, and what fascinates me is how we started, right? That the assumption that a particular way of life did not win does not mean that that particular way of life stops existing. It only stops existing if we give in to the voice of fear.
Yes.
Right? Because it stops existing in us.
Yes.
For everyone who believes in that light of love or the power of love, then we have that experience.
Yes.
And we bring that experience to life.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes.
And that is what we can't give up in difficult circumstances. And that is what those voices are really, really urging us to give up, to shut down, to go over to the dark side and to shut the light down.
Yes.
Instead of being another mirror to amplify the light.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
such an oxymoronic kind of thing.
Well, and this is why we call these things our best spiritual opportunity.
Yeah.
Right? Because it does give us a chance really to choose and to not to get dissuaded from or distracted from the deepest desire of our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time for us to choose that.
Yeah.
and to live from that and make that available to one another. It's the most glorious opportunity to serve.
Yes.
And there is nothing on this planet that can bring more joy than serving.